السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي توحد بالعز والبقاء وقهر عباده بالموت والفناء، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله الأوصياء النجباء. Tragedies in our life have reasons. One of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed tragedies to take a place in this life and sometimes strike at believers and observants for a very important reason. And that reason is to draw those observants and mu'mineen, to draw them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not the case with every family or every person that receives trials and tribulations, or tragedies, or loss. Many people lose their faith. At the time of tragedy, they lose their faith. They start questioning the wisdom of these tragedies. Why this is happening to me? Did I do something wrong? And where is God's mercy? Where is God's love? Where is God's compassion? Why He allows these things to happen to me from among all the members in my community, in my society? I'm a law-abiding person. I'm a God-fearing person. So why these things happen to me? So many people lose their faith. Only few can survive. Very few. Very few who are well established and well connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whose faith is not phony is real. Those who have deep foundations, their faith rests on deep foundations. They would not lose themselves. Otherwise, most of the people, they drift away from religion. They drift away from God. Because they think that since they are observants, then a return to that God has to be very careful with them. He does not touch them with any affliction. He doesn't test them because they already are tested. And he has to return the favor since they go to church, since they go to the mosque, since they go to Hajj. Why God is doing this to me? This is a very difficult test. Very difficult test. And Allah says, these trials and tribulations, it's not for all people. It is reserved for the elite. The elite among the people. Al-baliyatu shi'aru al-anbiya. The anbiya, the prophets, have been afflicted, have been tested. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Afflictions and tragedies and loss and damage. Some people lost their homes, shelters, families, children, health, مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا. They were shaken, violently shaken. Not for God to know the result. God is fully aware of us and where we stand vis-a-vis Him. But it is for us to find where we stand in regards to God. Sometimes we think we are very close to God, but when there is a small shaking takes place, we start complaining. So only few survive, and those who really survive, those who survive these tragedies, they become the super elite in this. Their faith will be increased many folds, and they get closer to Allah, and they reach a stage of taslim. Taslim is complete surrenderance before Allah's will, before Allah's wish, before Allah's choice. Taslim. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. The story of Ismail alayhi salam, the young boy, with his father, the old man. After 86 years, the old man received a son, the only son. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You passed the test. أَسْلَمَ. Surrenderance. This is the essence of faith, is to surrender to God. Surrender to His wish and His will, not to argue with Him. This is faith. This is an act of faith. Khanum Akram al-Sadat Kauthari, I knew her since I touched down here in the city of Irvine, 20 years ago, exactly 20 years ago. She volunteered in the board of directors. Some of the old members of the board of directors are here. Haj Sha'lan Strabadi is one of them. One of the survivors, of course. One of the old guards. Haj Ghayr Talai, he was not part of the board of directors, but he was everything in the masjid. He volunteered. Haj Ghayr Durudi was one of them, and many of them, Haj Khanum Saeed, with her family, and many others, of course. And Khanum Kauthari, she used to do things that none of us were ready to do. Things that are really lousy, difficult, requires patience and running. We used to rent a place in the Heritage Park in Irvine for our functions, 1 year for Muharram, for Ashura, for some celebrations, for mid-Sha'ban, for... So she used to go there and pay the deposit and reserve the place for us. And she used to help us financially and socially. And Allah tested her with her only son. Sometimes you have 6 children, 5 children, Allah takes one of them away. But when you have only one, this is real test. It is real test. It is tough. This is tough. When Allah decides that your only son, who is 41 years old, I'm going to summon him back to me. This is very tough. This is imtihan. And definitely, a lady like her, the descendant of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. She survived this test, and she succeeded in this test through her real faith and real connection and real companionship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the best comfort. No matter how much people are going to come and comfort us at the time of tragedies and loss, and they say, my condolences, it would not help. Allah is the real comfort. Allah is the real companion. When we lose our companions and our sisters and our brothers and our family members, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills the gap. This is why we need to be with Him. Because He is the only substitute at these times. And this is exactly what the Quran says. And we must always say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Him. From Him we came. And the journey is going to end with Him. So He is the real companion. And He is the real comforter. Only this relationship with Allah brings peace. At the time of the tragedies, the Quran says, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Those who lose their children, all of a sudden you wake up and your son that you have many hopes, you rest your hopes, your dreams on him, on her, they tell you he's no longer there. I saw this happening just last month with one of my close friends. His son is at the age of 25, leaving 6 children behind. The son left 6 children behind. 5 were born and 1 still the mother was pregnant with him. And the father died, returning from the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam back to Najaf. It's only faith, only connection with God would enable us to survive these tragedies. Not only to survive, but to get closer to Him. To get closer to Him. Our faith, the faith is going to be deepened because we know this is life. Life is not real. Life is a bridge, a connector to something real. Life is not real. The Akhirah is real. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. This is exactly the wording of the Quran. Verily that hereafter, لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The real life is there, not this one. This one is a test. You go to your finals, you stay there 3, 4, 5 hours, then they tell you, leave the room. Final is over. We are doing our finals. Test. So my condolences to Hajj Hanum Kawthari for the departure of her only son, Behzad Sattar Naqshina. May Allah forgive him and embrace him with his forgiveness and his love and his mercy, inshallah, in paradise. On behalf of you, I extend my condolences to his beleaguered mother who lost him. And it is not easy. It is not easy. But Allah is filling this void. Allah, we read in dua, Jawshan al-Kabir, Allah is the best Habib, the best Tabib, the best friend, the best Rafiq. Allah is the best. And day by day, we have to get closer to Him. A time will come that suddenly we lose someone very close to us. And we think we cannot survive. But if we are with Allah, Allah will provide us the survival. And this life, my friends, it's a journey. Some people arrive before, some people 2 hours, later, some people 2 months, some people 20 years. But eventually we all have to arrive. No one is going to stay here. There is no means, no way a person can stay here on earth. No way. What is important is that we leave with a clean record. What is left of our life, whether it is 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever left, 2 years, we have to work for the akhirah. The intelligent, the prudent, the wise is the one who invests the remaining days of his life for the akhirah, not for the dunya, for the akhirah. Enough of the dunya. We say enough. We can survive on the minimum in this life. So we need whatever we collect, whatever we save, we need it for the akhirah. That is the real life. That is the eternal and the endless life. Surah Yunus, ayah 42 through 44. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومنهم من يستمعون إليك فأنت تسمع الصم أفأنت تسمع الصم ولو كانوا لا يعقلون ومنهم من ينظر إليك أفأنت تهدي العمي ولو كانوا لا يبصرون إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن الناس أنفسهم يظلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
These verses speak about the suffering of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم during his mission with his community, with Quraysh, people who knew him for many years, people who knew that this man is an honest man, he's not a liar, he's a true person. So Allah says to him, some of them are going, among them are those who are going to listen to you. They listen to you, يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. But أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمْ, they listen to you, but they don't believe. And they do not engage their minds and their brains in what you are telling them. أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمْ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Can you make the deaf, can you make them to hear? Impossible. Even if they don't understand. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ, some of them, they look at you. They look while you are preaching, they look at you. أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ, would you be able to guide those who are blind? Blind not physically, blind spiritually. The heart is blind. The heart goes dark. أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, even if they don't see, you cannot guide them. There are many things here. Number one, we learn from this verse that as-sam'u wal-basar, the hearing and the sight, are important means of understanding. These are the channels to understand. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently mentions as-sam' and al-basar in the Holy Quran. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. He provided you with hearing, with sight, and with mind. With mind too, so you may reflect. Another verse says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Your hearing is responsible, your sight is responsible, and your mind is also accountable before God. So sam and basar, if you look at the Quran, they have been mentioned in numerous chapters. Why? Because they are the channels for understanding. Through them, we can understand. And my friends, the first step into guidance is to allow yourself to listen and to hear. The first step. This is why in Surah Al-Mulk, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. The people of hellfire, they're going to say, if we had allowed ourselves just to listen and just to understand what this man was telling us, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he is telling us, ma kunna fi ashab al-sa'ir, today we wouldn't have been part of the people of Sa'ir. We could have survived the chastisement and the damnation and the punishment, but we did not allow ourselves to listen. This is the problem with many people. They don't want to listen at the first place. But if they listen, they allow themselves to listen, then that is the first step. After listening, they have to understand. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Only people who respond to you are only those who listen to you. But if they don't want to listen, they are not going to respond. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah says to the Muslims, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Do not be like those who say, yes, we listen, but in reality, they don't listen. Have you seen some children? When you tell him, listen, he says, yes. But then exactly he does the opposite. 1 second later, he disobeys. They say listen, but they don't listen. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Do not be like them. When you say listen, you have to listen. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ my book, there are signs in my book, clear signs for everyone. No, not for everyone. Many people do not like this book. Many people ridicule this book. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. This book has clear signs, clear instructions, very clear, for those who are ready to listen. Ready to listen. I think if you are parents today, if you are mothers and fathers, you recognize the first problem with your children when they are stubborn, when they are disobedient, is that they don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. They become very arrogant and happy. They become angry. When you tell them to listen, they become angry. They don't want to listen. This is the problem. Allah says, allow yourself to listen first. Give yourself a chance. If you want to be guided, then you must listen. This is why as-sam' wal-basar, always. As-sam' al-basar, in the Quran, always. We have to appreciate. Allah has given us ears, so we listen. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمْ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Some of them, they have ears, but they are deaf. They like to listen to things that they love. Have you seen sometimes this happens between husbands and wives? Wives, they have sharp ears. But only if they like to hear. Otherwise, yeah, selective listening. Otherwise, if they don't like, they become absolutely deaf. Even if you bring a microphone close to their ears, they don't. And some husbands are too. Not just wives. Husbands are too. They don't want to listen. Some of them, they don't want to listen. Even if you scream, they don't want to listen. They have selective listening. The result, Allah says, some people, they come to the Prophet, when he reaches the points of guidance, they don't want to listen to him. Som, they become deaf. They tell you, Bella Baba, go and laugh at yourself and waste your time. Don't waste my time.
You don't want to listen. Okay, it's okay.
The good thing that in Islam we have a freedom of choice. This is very good. Alhamdulillah. I'm very happy that we have a freedom of choice. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. We have showed him the way. Now he wants, if he wants to be, to go to the right, شَاكِرًا, grateful, he's welcomed. If he wants to be ungrateful, also he's welcomed. But he has to pay the price tomorrow. He has to pay the price tomorrow. These signs, traffic signs, do you see them? Speed limit 65. In some neighborhoods, 45. Sometimes 25, sometimes 35. Some people, they watch them, they obey them, they are safe. They don't get citation. Some of them, they don't. Someone was telling me, I was in another state, and someone was speeding. So his brother told me, Alhamdulillah, my brother, every week, he celebrates with a new citation, every single week. And he doesn't care, he pays penalties and money, because he's rich. But there are consequences. Allah says, you are not going to make the deaf who resist you, you are not going to make them listen to you. أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمْ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't use their mind. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. While you are preaching, some of them, they stand and they look at you. أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيِ. Are you going to convince those who are blind? وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُبْصُرُونَ. They don't see. They don't see. There are ways. Allah says there are ways to get to guidance. Nobody, my friends, no one in his dream will see God coming to him and telling him, do this and do that. It would never happen. So don't wait for God to come. Please, don't waste your time. هیچ کس خدا را در خواب نخواهد دید. خدا نمیاد به ما در شب که میخوابیم میگه فلانی. بله این کار انجام بده، اون کار انجام نده. هیچ وقت. خدا این کار را نداره. این خرافات را بذارید کنار. الله سبحانه و تعالی has means. Allah is reasonable, عاقل, prudent. He says, I have means of communication. You are not going to see me in your dream. I sent messengers. Do you want to get my message? Follow the messenger. The messenger has a book. He's not speaking of himself. I sent him revelations, scriptures, books. Listen to his books. See what he wants you. See what he wants you to do. So Allah has means. Allah says for guidance, you have to listen. Go to the masjid. There is no excuse that, how can I listen to God? Go to the masjid. Many of the masajid, when you go there, you listen to God. And some of them, no. Some of them, you listen to shaytan. I am telling you. If you go to a Wahhabi masjid, you listen to the shaytan, not God. Sometimes you listen to your parents. Your mother could tell you something good. Your father, your grandfather, sometimes a friend. Sometimes wali, mu'min, a friend who's faithful, who has a nasiha for you, an advice. So listen to them. These are means. These are means of guidance. Some people choose not to go to the mosque at all. I'm busy, I'm breadwinner, I'm this, I'm working, my distance is this. But if there is a wedding, even if the wedding in Vegas, he's ready to drive 300 miles, 400 miles to Vegas for a wedding. Believe me. Have you ever seen someone who's invited to a wedding and he says, I can't go because of the distance? No. Even if the distance is 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles, they go. They have full of energy. For weddings, people are energized, alhamdulillah. Only when it comes to the masjid, the distance becomes an issue. Oh, hal nadaram, khassam, nemidini hajar, chagat khassam. This khassam, he says, khassam, look at him in the wedding, how he jump up and down, dances. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Guidance has two parts, my friends. Irsal and Istiqbal. Transmitter and receiver. Transmitter. Transmitter is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is transmitter. This book, the Holy Quran, is a transmitter. Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshiru al-mu'minin. Transmitter. But transmitters alone do not work. You have to have a good receiver. Yes, you have to have a good receiver too. And the receiver is you. Your willingness to open your heart for nasiha, for guidance. So if you are willing to listen, then the nasiha is going to work. And the guidance is going to be done and established. But if the receiver is not working, even if the transmitter is very powerful and very convincing and very strong, it would not work. It has two sides. Transmitter, irsal, and istiqbal, the receiver. Sometimes this receiver becomes damaged. How does it become damaged? The heart. When we listen to songs and musics. The more you listen to songs and musics, the more you are going to dislike this book. The more you give in to dunya, to shaitan, to the vain talks, batil. Most of these songs, I am not saying all of them, but most of them, about batil. Vain. Allah says, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Stay away from zing, from vain talks. Stay away because it is going to pollute your heart, my friend. It's going to pollute your heart. Sometimes it is not through the hearing, through what we see. Some bad movies, they're going to pollute the nafs, the heart. Stay away from them. Sometimes alcohol. People argue why in Islam alcohol is banned, is haram. Alcohol is banned in Islam, but all Muslim countries, they drink alcohol. Do you know that? And the biggest consumer of alcohol in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia. Not only they import alcohol and the drugs, they have factories, karkhane. You know, in their palaces, in their mansions, they produce it locally. It pollutes the heart, of course. When someone drinks, the heart dies, it's easy for him to kill, until now, 7,000 innocent people only in Yemen. Most of them are women and children. And to bomb hospitals in Yemen. The other day in Sana'a, they bombed a marketplace, bazaar, ordinary people going about their life. They were killed, women, children, elderly. Why? Because this is the result of someone who is addicted to drugs and alcohol. It shuts the receiver here, dies. The receiver cannot receive. Cannot receive, even if you recite the Quran, the Hadith, the Maw'idah, the advice, the receiver is shut down. Does not accept. This is why Islam says, keep your heart clean. Keep it clean. Keep it immune. Immune. Keep it immune. Don't go to a contaminated. I say this in this podium. 20 years I have been saying this. To the mu'mineen, to the kum. When there is a mixed wedding where alcohol is served and there is dancing and there is mixed gathering of men and women in an indecent way, don't go there. Don't go there. This trip to this wedding has repercussions on you. Repercussion. It will damage your soul. Don't damage your soul. Soul, your soul is the most precious thing Allah has given you. Don't go. Bring an excuse. Tell them, I'm busy. I'm out of town. Sorry, I can't come. I can't. Either you have a decent wedding, No alcohol, no dancing, no bad mixing, I would come. I'll be honored to come. But if you impose drinking because some American friends are coming, زشت اگر شراب نباشد زشت. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Does the American guest compromises his values if he invites you? Would he compromises his values? He wouldn't. If we seek respect and admiration from others, we have to respect God. Once you respect God, people are going to admire you. Even if they disagree with you, but they know you are strong. You don't sell yourself cheap for the dunya. Don't give concession when it comes to God. God is the most important. Those friends, whether Americans or French or Iranians or Iraqis, one day they're going to leave us and abandon us. We need God. Do not compromise God. So don't go to these places. These places are going to hurt your soul. Keep your soul strong. If you don't want to collapse, the soul has to be strong. You have to nurture the soul. Just like the body. The body, if we don't eat healthy food, after a period of time, we're going to collapse. The same thing happens to the soul. And then Allah says at the end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Remember this premise, this law, divine law, that Allah never wrongs any person. لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. What happens to people is because of what they do to themselves, to their own selves. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ, people are the one who wrong themselves. God never wrongs them. God is more merciful to us than the mother to her baby. Do you see the mother with her baby? Do you see how she loves and sacrifices her everything for that baby, just to protect the baby? She doesn't eat. She doesn't sleep. She doesn't rest, just to protect the baby. God is more merciful. God is more merciful to us. So He doesn't hurt us. What happens to us are the consequences of our own behavior, our own arrogance, our own hard-headedness, ta'assur, and stubbornness. This is what brings disasters to our families. Whether it's in the marriage, whether it's in the business, whether when it comes to health, when it comes to politics, when it comes to social life, it's our own injustice. If we are just, we will have beautiful life, peaceful life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. Every, my friends, every action in this universe, every motion, haraka, in this universe, Newton, Isaac Newton, 500 years ago, he discovered the law of motion. We studied this in the, you know, middle school. I don't know, 50 years ago, or more or less. The third law of motion says every action has a reaction, which is equal in force and opposite in direction. I was 10 years old when I learned this. Every action produces a reaction, equal in force, but opposite in direction. This is exactly, this law is found in this book. This is a Quranic, scriptural law. Allah says every action that you commit has a reaction. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. You do good, the reaction of it is good. Wa in asa'tum, you do evil, the reaction is evil. That's it. So don't blame God. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. Allah never abuses anyone. Don't put it on God. Don't say God hates me. Don't say God is aggressive. God is unjust. No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Let's recite this ayah together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات and for the soul of مرحوم بهزاد ستار نقشينه ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.